Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Welcome to Second Date Update. Thanks for messaging us. Lots of people going out on dates. Maybe it's the weather, maybe because it's fall.
Summer's over. They're trying to transition into some type of a loving
cupping,
relationship.
Cuffing season.
You know.
Wait,
it.
Not cupping. Cuffing.
Cuffing.
Anyway, we've got
hopefully not
Mary on the phone with us to find out what is going on with Zach. What's the latest, Mary? What do you know? What can you tell us?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, as of a week ago, he seemed really great.
All right.
So tell us more. And then it just dropped off or what?
Yeah, well, so basically, like, I thought we were really on the same page. His profile said that he's looking for an LTR that could lead to marriage.
Okay.
You know, he seemed like a real solid, good guy.
And just to remind myself and everybody else, maybe LTR is long-term relationship, right?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So people are pretty open about that. That's good.
Well, right? And you're looking for the same things. We always encourage that. It just makes things easier. So, Mary, how was the date with Zach?
I mean, I was lovely. Like, I really like romance, and he bought me a pink rose. We had dinner at this very beautiful, quiet restaurant. It seemed great.
Yeah, so everything, okay. The conversation, you got along well, you really hit it off.
Yeah, definitely. We've both had some rough experiences dating people who weren't faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I opened up a bit about that, and when I told him how much I value loyalty, he seemed to really relax into the date.
Nice.
Oh, wow, okay.
This sounds like a lovely time together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I thought so.
Obviously, you thought you'd hear from him, and so, like, you guys end the date, and then you've reached out since, or he just hasn't called, or no text back, or what?
Yeah, I've reached out about 3 times over 11 days. So, you know, at this point, I feel like I can't reach out again without any response.
That's what we're here for. All right. Yeah. Well, we're glad you reached out to us, Mary, and we're going to call Zach if he answers, agrees to come on our show and talk about this. Hopefully at least get you some answers and cross your fingers, maybe get you to that second date. So we just won't know until we talk to Zach. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Hold on right there. We're coming back, second half of Second Date Update in just 3 minutes here on The Wolf.
Don't know where you at.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener Mary thought the natural, easy-flowing, getting-to-know-you first date conversation with Zach was special.
It was lovely. Like, I really like romance, and he bought me a pink rose. We had dinner at this very beautiful, quiet restaurant. It seemed great.
And it just appeared or seemed to Mary that she and Zach would do it again. But after 3 texts over 11 days with no response, Mary would just like to know what happened. All right, let's call Zach and find out what he can tell us.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Zach, please?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, hi, Zach. And just want to let you know, not to sound awkward or anything, and it might be a little strange. It's not a sales call or a market research or anything like that. We are calling from radio station 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a morning show here. We're Thunder and PT, and we every morning we try to help a listener of ours that has been out on a first date. And in this case, her name is Mary, and you and Mary went out on a first date like a week and a half ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago. Do you remember her?
Yeah. She asked you to call me?
She did, actually, because she's had a great time, and she's hoping to find out why you haven't gotten back to her. So she reached out to us. And
so, yeah, and we're calling if you would be comfortable to come on the radio with us, and we are on the air right now. If you'd be comfortable filling us in on that first date, and maybe why you're just not getting back to her, because I think she's texted a couple of times.
I mean, I don't want to put her on the spot, but, I mean, her expectations are way too high.
Mary's expectations are too high. What do you mean by
and
that?
And you?
Yeah, I mean, She got a text in the middle of dinner, and like, turns out her sister just got engaged.
Oh, that's wow. Awesome. Okay, we didn't know about that. That is huge news.
Yeah, and I mean, Mary was real nice about it. She like apologized for checking her phone and showed me a picture of her sister, you know, that
yeah,
she
but,
had sent.
But I mean, Zach, what does that have to, her sister getting engaged, what does that have to do with like your relationship or potential relationship with Mary?
And their sister's ring, like the rock, is big enough to choke an alligator. It's huge.
Okay, we don't understand, Zach. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, just like I don't have a paycheck big enough to compete with that.
What? How can you say that? I'm not like that. Like, why do you think I would care?
Zach, obviously that's Mary. I thought we had her on hold, but we talked to Mary about 5 minutes ago on the show, and then we just had her hold on while we called you.
See, Zach, I would never have shown you that picture if I thought it was going to upset you.
I'm not upset. Like, honestly, I dodged a bullet.
I mean, what? I'm offended. Like, I'm not somebody that wants a big diamond or like a country club membership.
So, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Mary, but Zach, that's too much for you? That changes things for you because her sister got a big ring from her fiance? And someday you don't think you're going to be able to afford something like that?
I mean, I don't know about someday, but like, even if Mary doesn't care, like, I don't need to be seen as like the no good son-in-law who can't afford a big ring. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
All I want is a healthy relationship and somebody that can like show me a little romance. I don't care about jewelry.
That's cool, but I can tell what the family dynamic would be like already.
I mean,
that family, you know.
But Zach, hold on a second. Like, you had a good time with Mary. You guys are enjoying the date. Then you see this ring on not Mary's finger, like just on her sister's finger. I feel like you really took a step, multiple steps, like to assume that she wants a big rock as well. Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like, it's just, even if she didn't want it, though, like that, I would always be looked at less than in that family. Like, oh,
okay, but all right, let me offer this. Here's the thing. You met on a dating site where you were both looking for long-term relationships. There was there anything, answer me honestly, was there anything on Mary's profile that said or that even hinted at her being materialistic?
No, not on the profile.
And Mary, would you say that's accurate?
I mean, this is ridiculous. I just feel like you leapt to such a big conclusion. Like, that's not who I am.
I'm not even saying that's who you are. I'm saying like this would be the family dynamic.
So you would feel insecure or it'd be threatening or competitive that you're going to feel less than. It's not even that Mary is going to look over and see that she's got a smaller ring.
Yeah, and like how's like always be like spoken down to you by like her brother-in-law or like her parents. Well, just like how they going to view me.
Wow.
Like,
yeah. So Mary,
okay,
so
this feels like a you problem and I don't know.
No,
I guess
you're not.
I got my answer.
Yeah, so you don't even want to see Zach. After this response, you aren't even sure if you want to see Zach again. Yeah, got it.
I don't. I can't handle that much insecurity.
Look, I mean, obviously it is a situation where you're insecure, but I mean, like I have the same situation. My brother-in-law, not about making money, but he's, you know, he does CrossFit or whatever. He's a great looking guy. So whenever I go down to Florida or down to South Georgia, I should say, and they're all like, he's got a shirt off. I mean, he's a good looking guy. So
this
I get
is
the
Brooke's
insecurity.
Brother?
Yeah, Brooke's brother-in-law.
Is he single?
No. No. Brooke's sister, Christy's husband, is
a
great looking
man.
It's
not her brother's brother-in-law.
So like in the family, I'm the guy that's like, looks like the couch potato, that's like whatever, and he's the guy that works out and is gorgeous.
But
so I understand
everyone loves you.
Well, I know that, but I'm comfortable with myself.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm inspiring is, Zach, is like, anybody can feel insecure, but it is something you're going to have to deal with because you're going to have to realize that there's going to be times where you're not the person that makes the most money.
So you're saying Brooke's sister won the lottery when it came to guys and that Brooke is kind of like you're the second fiddle.
I could, if I was insecure about myself, I could see where I would identify with Zach.
Zach, make that make any sense, Zach?
You see where I'm coming from, Zach?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. All right. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter because you don't want to. Mary doesn't want to go out with Zach anymore anyway. So, all right, guys. Again, we've spoiled it for everyone.
What we do, I guess.
But I'm glad you got your answer, Mary, and I hope you can.
Yeah.
This all
hope
sits.
You find somebody.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if anyone's gone through something like this, maybe your sister or sister-in-law has a huge ring and you've had to live with that. And how does that make you feel? We would love to hear from you. 651. Or does anyone believe that Zach, as he said, dodged a bullet?
Yeah.
651-989-1029. Until next time, guys, thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.